Yo, so my homegirl called my crib at 8:30 this morning wilding. Y'all been to Last Lap before?
Yeah.
You been to Pergola?
Yeah.
How you going to go to that shit with a coronavirus going on? Like, how you smoke a hookah with the coronavirus outside? Like, literally people are dying because their, like, lungs is fucked up.
Right.
And they getting the, you know,
the Rono.
So she called my crib like, yo, what are people doing outside?
Yo, they are outside.
Yeah, they outside.
Yo, so that's OD.
It's
like,
crazy. So here's the thing. Like, in Italy, you know how they're locked down now. I was reading an article about how one of the reasons it got so bad was because the youth, obviously outside. The drinking age is a little young. So when they started shutting things down, the youth was like, yo, fuck it. I don't got to go to school. Let's go get lit. So they went out to the bars and they're getting fucked up. One of the main reasons why this shit is spread, because then they would go home and talk to their families or be around their families. So, like, yeah.
Hey, yo, for crazy. Everybody I know that say they outside, go your ass inside. Like, there's no more outside.
When I mean outside, like, we can go one or two people to a restaurant. You know what I'm saying? Like, go out to a coffee shop, maybe get something and come back home.
Starbucks is shutting shit down, though.
Yeah, everything about to get shut down.
Shout out Shawnee. She posted that meme where everybody in New York was outside and it said, Corona, send an Addy, we gonna slide.
Yo. That's bad funny, yo.
But I don't know.
You're not subscribing?
I'm protecting the loved ones and everyone around me, right? I'm being respectful of that. Yeah. But also, like, I don't like the media hype of, like, this whole buying toilet paper and, like, selling out the stores. You can still function as a normal adult. You don't have to be locked down like this is martial law. I think going outside, taking a walk, going to the park, you know what I'm saying? Like, doing that stuff. But, like, keeping your ass inside the house for 2 weeks is unrealistic. I don't think that
people, it is unrealistic. I agree with that.
And I think that's what people are thinking. And that's not the way I think we should go about that.
I think
that.
It's unrealistic, which is why this shit is, why the media is hyping it.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's unrealistic for New York City. I don't think it's unrealistic for other cities. And here's the reason. 2 weeks shut down in New York City.
Billions of dollars.
Billions of dollars.
Yeah.
2 weeks shut down in Tulsa.
It's 50,000.
Yeah. Shout out to Tulsa, yo.
Nah, fuck Tulsa, yo.
Shout out to my Black Wall Street niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I forgot y'all there. Y'all got the whole 50K.
Dumping on Tulsa, my nigga. Like, come on.
Shout out to One United, yo.
One United.
Yo. Harriet.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, like 2 weeks here is crazy.
I think it's what they cleaning the fucking the subway. How you gonna clean the subway?
Never in their life.
I saw a video of them like hosing down a subway. I'm like,
I'm sure rats are just jumping up like, yo, what up?
First off, I didn't even know there was a water connection for the subway system.
Yeah,
like first and foremost, but two, why I ain't never seen the subway floors wet from cleaning prior. And
I have though.
You have?
I mean, it only happens when you're like a 2 o'clock in the morning kind of thing. It doesn't happen like during the day.
All right, yeah. And why the
only time I seen a wet subway floor was either piss, a drink, or something else.
Exactly. Yo.
Seriously? You never see like,
I never seen a clean or a post clean subway floor. Yeah, it's always been some other shit.
A clean subway.
That's crazy. It's either like super early in the morning. Well, it's just super early in the morning they do it.
Damn.
But to your point though, like if you never seen it, it ain't never happened. So
word, like, word.
If they only do it at one time a day, that ain't good either. Like,
yeah, that ain't good. But the fact that now you want to take precautions is wild. Like this should be the norm. It's no different than like people saying like, oh, now you want to wash your hands.
Nah, it's no different than like we talk about like their office happy hours and they try to pass you their drink. Like it's so quiet for that. Like it's been quiet for us, but it should have been quiet for y'all.
Yeah.
And if you don't know who y'all is, y'all yourself.
Well, my homegirl had a conversation about that. She was like, I don't know about y'all, but I take my shoes off in the crib. I wash my hands. I conduct myself as a regular adult.
Right.
All these rules, I don't know what y'all talking about because I've been doing
that. Trying to say something because I left my sneakers.
No.
You always tell me I can. Like.
Nah, always. But like she was just making a point that like I think that we as a black people have always been.
We got a different level of.
Yeah. Always been. Tell Chelsea to wash her hands since you come in the house from school.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's what you do when you get in the house.
Yeah.
You wash your hands.
And like, not saying that other people don't do this, right? But like clearly the reason this has been happening is because people been living nasty.
Nah, they been living super nasty.
Yo, I don't know how many times y'all been at work and been in the bathroom with somebody
and just walk out.
And just walk out.
Yeah, I've been in there a couple of times. I do also know that there's some OCD germaphobes. Like, I have a few old coworkers. Shout out to Meredith. Yo, wouldn't let you walk anywhere near her without hand sanitizer. Like, she's been one of those types of people. So,
yeah.
If you don't know how to put your foot at the bottom of the door at the same time while you got the napkin in your hand.
With the paper and
yeah, then right. You're just nasty. If you just never, nasty. If you don't know that concept.
You nasty.
You got the Rono.
Or if you sit on the toilet with no toilet paper.
That's a whole other conversation.
Public, you talking about public or you talking about at home?
In public.
Okay, yeah.
That's
yeah.
A whole other conversation. Did you read that thing about how the toilet paper is like just as nasty as the porous seat?
How? Talk to me about
the
this.
The toilet paper is out just like the seat, and the seat is like has the ability for things to like slide off of it. So it's made for like germs to like supposedly slide like slide out of it. So the other thing, you know, the little like round little donut thing that you like. Not the toilet paper, but the other thing they put instead
on
of toilet
top
paper.
Of it.
Yeah. Like, that's supposed to be a better solution if it's covered. If it's not covered, it's just
yeah,
as nasty.
How come the toilet, those toilet paper things never fit?
Them shits always because slide you have, right
no,
in.
No, no,
yo,
no, no,
like,
no,
I'd be
no,
so
no,
mad.
No,
yo.
No, no. I'll tell you why. Because you have them backwards.
Oh, shit. So, all right. Well, hold on. There's the.
I'm fucking blown.
Yo. Yeah, look at how to. Google it real quick. Like, the flap goes in the front.
I can't believe
okay.
We're talking about this
shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, but this is real keep yourself clean shit.
Yeah,
like,
the flap does go in the front. Okay.
The flap goes in the front. But
that's
people,
the name of
the
episode.
Always got the flap in the back.
Because the flap in the front is supposed to protect the splash.
Yes.
Makes sense.
Damn, y'all, I just learned something.
Because
new.
Typically.
That's crazy, right?
Nah, we can't have this conversation.
Yeah,
well,
we can.
No, have it.
No, because typically when I lay the nest. Right, I always put something over the front anyway.
Oh, we lay it down
yeah.
Four ways. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Like, four ways.
I would say I use a couple of the joints. Like,
yeah,
yeah.
Call me wasteful,
nothing,
like,
my nigga. Like,
hey, yo, I knew it was gonna get there.
Let's get. We have to go there. We gotta have fun, yo. Like, yo. My dick ain't touching nothing.
Hey, yo, the last time Brian mentioned his dick, it was about something else. What was it, yo?
It was an extension
was like his
of phone.
Phone. He took his
yeah.
Phone. Like,
God said it. Fuck it,
hey, yo.
Trying to catch the clap.
Nah, I'm not trying to catch nothing at all. You gotta stay clean in here. But
yo, but even the fact that like I Googled that one day, like I was just like, just I don't know what where that even came up. People don't be caring about like their hygiene like that for real.
That's crazy.
Look at where they be living.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Look at that picture you sent us the other day with the person with the shower in their kitchen.
Oh yeah.
Yo, wild.
You know, that's disgusting, yo.
Yo, somewhere for the listeners, somewhere in Little Italy, New York City, there's a studio apartment where there's a bathtub in the kitchen. What was the price?
There's a bathtub next to the stove. I don't remember the price, but
it was like $1,200, I think.
Wow.
Somebody is living there
yeah,
right now.
It was literally a closet. So
you think they quarantining themselves? No way. They outside going crazy.
They outside. Yeah. Send that addy. Yeah.
Hey, yo.
No, literally in New York City, you can get a studio apartment with a bathtub in the kitchen. And
somebody's like,
first,
yo, that sounds fly.
Yo, the first thing that I thought about was like, yo, fam, you can't even take quick showers. Like,
no.
And your bathtub is in front of the window. So like, your neighbor across the street can see you.
Fam, that's mad efficient. If I'm over here cooking some rice, I just reach out, you know what I'm saying? Stir the pot and keep showering, my G. Like, that's
you
fire.
Can't shower. It is only baths. That is all you got.
There's there was no shower head in there?
No.
That's even more disgusting.
Oh, wow.
You got to clean out your tub.
Ew.
At least you can use the boiling water like to do it.
You yeah, yeah. You can flip it into the tub.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, yo, did I tell you how
city is disgusting?
I tell you I have a problem finding water the other day, like distilled water for the baby.
Are you serious?
The price gouged me like a motherfucker.
So like, here's the thing: when you talk about prices and mm-hmm. economy and all that stuff, like, I know I've been doing this entrepreneur stuff for a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm losing gigs. I'm getting canceled left and right. You know, like those are things that I'm actually worried about in terms of like people shutting it down. But for y'all, I mean. What's it been like at work? What's the conversations? Like, are people less productive, more productive? Because y'all are having, you know, like video conferences, but like, are y'all really doing the same amount of work?
Yo, I had a 50-person video conference the other day. Yo.
What is that?
Like, was that a town hall meeting? What the fuck?
It was. I mean, you know how big our team is. Like, yeah, we all had to get on one accord. So everyone was on video to talk about the state of the, you know, what's going on. And I just thought about it like, yo, we're not ready for this.
Yeah.
We're not ready. Like, just by the idea of having that type of meeting is like, yeah, it's just not that smart. And you know what I mean? A lot of
companies' infrastructure is not set up for remote work.
Yeah.
A lot of these infrastructures like cloud-based, right? So, like, it is set up for remote work, but, like, is the cloud-based infrastructure ready for it?
Can you know society, what I mean? Period. Like, here's my thing. Like, and this is when I put on my conspiracy hat. Is this hype to prepare us for something that could be potentially worse later on in the future, right? Because none of this infrastructure is set up for this type of pandemic, epidemic, martial law, shutdown. Like, people are going crazy. People don't know what to do. But is this getting us ready for something, you know, to come?
By nature, yeah. Like, you can't dispute that. It's naturally, that's what it's doing. Because even just to go back to work, but not all the way back to work, like, ain't no way you're going to tell me I can't be productive working from home now.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yo, I tweeted this last week. Don't fuck this up for us.
Yo, word.
Yo, for
people
real.
People need this.
Yeah, please do not fuck this up. Like,
and buy stock in Peloton too.
Yo, for real.
You don't get to that.
That's smart.
Yeah, but yo, this is an opportunity for you to show your employer that you are capable of doing your job without being in the fucking office.
Yeah.
Don't fuck this up, please. 100%.
I feel like we're going to be all working from home for at least a month. I don't think this 2-week thing that everybody's kind of rolling with.
My homegirl just said that she's not supposed to report back into your office until May.
What?
May 1st. They already shut it down.
Yeah, that May makes 1st. Sense. If the NBA players can't go play ball in 30 days, you think I'm going back in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Facts. Yeah. No, that's real facts.
Yeah. So, I mean, the severity of this, I get it, to slow things down, but also, like, the ramifications after is what I'm, you know, like.
Yeah.
So, here's some logic for me, B, because Chad's not logical, but you'll catch right. Yeah. So, if right now what they're saying is it takes 14 days for this thing to leave your system, right?
Right.
And they're telling people that this should be over in 2 weeks, right? Like, that would mean that everyone was completely quarantined and no one actually left their house, like, whatsoever.
This is stupid.
So for every additional person that that is influenced by this whole thing, we're probably adding an additional 2 weeks in which we all need to
agree.
Be at house.
This is stupid. And that's why I'm
look
so
at Chad and his logical. He decided to just tune the fuck out.
Yeah, he don't even.
Damn, son. You know,
so,
I was
like,
just
after
joking.
These 2 weeks, after we've been at home spreading this shit to each other.
Yeah.
Then we go back out in the world and then continue to spread this shit because niggas didn't know they had it because they had no symptoms.
Right. Right.
That's my argument about this whole lockdown. It's just like, why can't we just be safe, continue to live, you know, not being reckless by going to Last Lap and
smoke a hookah.
And smoke a hookah. You know what I'm saying? But like, also just be mindful about what we're doing.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And take some measures. Like, I understand the curfew thing. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with.
People are talking curfew?
Would you say?
People are talking curfew.
Oh, there yeah. Is. So as of March 15th or 16th at 11 a.m., no businesses are supposed to be open past 10 p.m. This is lounges, bars, and Hoboken at least. Jersey City already has a curfew. 10 p.m., shut it down. No business is, you know, supposed to be operating at full capacity if they have the capacity to house over 100 or whatever it is. So
that's smart, though.
At 50%, you know? So.
Nah, but that, yo, I want to know what kind of stimulus package this thing about to drop. Because I need trillions, pieces. Man. Like, I need pieces of this. This is about to be a bag drop from the sky, and you better go find a way to get some of it.
I mean, the whole health insurance thing, like, for me, I'm actually a little shook now because, I mean, if I can't go out and get a job, right? Yeah. Like, and God forbid anything happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything happened to my family, how are we supposed to fund that, right?
Right.
And hospitals are already looking wild.
You hear the bullshit they're about to do, though? Like, for that exact case, they're talking about starting to utilize telehealth.
Yeah.
I think that's horrible. Like, I'm definitely afraid of that. Like,
yeah.
I got some random person in Oklahoma about to diagnose me in New York City. Like, nah.
Yeah, but I'm
over the phone?
I'm like, pro telehealth. I am.
Yeah, this is your world. So, like, help me feel better about it.
Yeah, so, like, telemedicine is only for your standard, like, conditions, like pink eye, strep throat, like things that you can easily diagnose via phone call.
Got it.
But even strep throat is an issue, right? Because strep throat could be the Rona.
Yeah, but like as they start to understand the true causes of the coronavirus, like there are things that
what do you mean cause?
Questions about.
What do you mean cause?
What do you mean?
How could there be a cause?
Cause for like condition, like the actual conditions. Okay. Yeah, like so I would only use telemedicine, that whole thing for like, yo, I've had this cough and it's a wet cough and it's in my upper respiratory system. Mm-hmm. Okay. It sounds like you might have bronchitis, like,
or,
but a physician is going to be able to ask specific questions, which will allow them to treat it. And the only reason why I'm for it is because my aunt is a doctor. Mm-hmm. And so like, I've called her for things and she's like, yeah, just take this and I'm good. Mm-hmm. So like, and that's why I'm for it, because,
for
people who don't have doctors in their family, like they would never be able to experience what this is like.
Yeah. Right.
You know, but if you have, you're like, oh yeah.
But if you're part of the gig economy, right?
Yeah.
And this is the only way that you're able to like see someone. I guess I want to say that's cool, but like other nations have been rocking without it at scale and just making things work. Like the healthcare is just superior. I don't think we need to lean into this shit like that for everything, right? Yeah. Like,
but I think it's a smart play to keep the shit from spreading.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can
agree with that.
Yeah, like if you can take a phone call as opposed to crowding the hospitals.
Well, did you see what they're doing in New Rochelle for testing? They got like drive-thrus.
Yeah. So
what?
Yeah. So don't that get was part of what South Korea and China started to implement is that they have stations where you can come easily get tested. Whether it's like some of the symptoms is like, okay, you have a temperature, you have a sore throat, we'll take a swab, and then we'll do this quick test. If you pass that, cool, you go in this gym with everybody else, and then we can finally test you and figure out what's going on. But like, I don't care if you have a family, I don't care if what, you've got to stay here, because if you go back home, it's an issue. And that's the problem with our healthcare system is that you can go get diagnosed and say, okay, wait, you know, a couple of days for this test,
right?
But you go back and get infected. They're not playing. They're going to keep you in this gym. Of course, there's food and there's things for you to do that. That also is a socialized or, you know, public healthcare system, which we don't have, and that's an issue.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
So we're never, I don't think we'll ever be able to get to that unless somebody drops the bag on it.
Yeah.
But do you think that, this is going to sound really, really like weird, but do you think that this thing can truly end without it killing itself?
No. So, and this is going to Bill Gates. So we talk about Bill Gates.
Shout out to Melinda.
In 2015, he had a TED talk about like, all right, you're worried about technology, AI, and all this other thing, but the thing that I think is going to wipe out this world is an outbreak or disease, you know? So he's getting to this point of like, I told y'all niggas. You know?
He just launched an accelerator, I saw.
And he also oddly just stepped down from the board of Microsoft.
Yeah.
And so the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is partnering or funding this company called Invio to deliver.
It's short money, though. It's like $125 million. That's what kind of like threw me off.
Yeah, it was short money, but like I also wonder what's in play here, right? Like, is this the catalyst for him to like launch into his next, you know, like Jeff Bezos take over the world type shit?
If he bodies the human body, that is the GOAT.
But that's what he, did you see that documentary on Netflix?
I saw it.
It just came out, right?
Yeah.
That's part of like his like life plan is to like save humanity and you know, solve.
I fuck with Bill, yo.
Now you gotta fuck with Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah. So like there's something going on behind the scenes and these plays that of course you see in the media, but like my hat turns to a place of like something else is popping off here.
Mm? Yeah.
Did you see also that the they suspended military travel? Domestically?
That's wild.
I think you have until tomorrow if you're military to like
really
to have air travel,
or you got to stay home.
Yeah,
interesting.
I don't understand it, but it has implications of something if I've never seen it before.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to the listeners. I want to know what you think they're not telling us, right? Because we're all getting the same information, we're all getting the same stories, right? This is kind of like Brave New World / 1984 happening again. Like Big Brother's out here controlling all the messages that you see, right? But
what
are we not getting info on?
Funny thing is, because this is such a because it's a global thing and it's a very human thing, one thing I have seen is that like race is kind of like not been a topic for a change.
I know, right?
Yeah. Which is I'm happy about that. Like, I feel like we're all kind of like human on CNN. Like, we're all just like,
yeah,
what the fuck is Trump doing? Like, and I think, for real, and I think that the same questions I have about what the fuck is Trump doing, so does, you know, whatever her name is on CNN.
I'm gonna disagree now. So here's my thing is that if NBA players can get tested, there's no test everywhere, but all of a sudden 30 tests pop up, right?
Right.
That means money plays here, right?
It does.
Oh, for sure.
It does. And so sure. I think
like money's gonna play, period. Like, I could probably get a test faster than somebody in my neighborhood. Like,
yeah, and so like
truthfully.
Flex, but you know what I'm saying?
But no, no. No, because I don't want your mans.
Right, nobody
to say that I'm trying to stunt right now. What I'm saying is my neighborhood where I grew up is probably less equipped. Like, that hospital probably ain't shit compared to the hospital that's near me. Exactly. I ain't saying I got no money for an extra test to put in my backpack.
Right, but agree. Like, I think to your point is that, like, that's where I think race and classism is going to come back and play. It's just like, niggas going to be out here dying because they in hospital waiting rooms spreading it while the rich have an in-home test where they don't have to go anywhere and it's delivered to their crib.
I think the next piece to this, they're actually going to start doing, like, Walgreens, like, level testing.
Oh, yeah.
I think I heard that yesterday on CNN, which is like, I don't know if you want a bunch of niggas at Walgreens either.
Well, I mean, that's why, I mean, when Trump announced it, who was behind him? Walmart, Target,
right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that's the next step is that, like, they're going to implement these whatever.
Yo, what is this website?
If you're in the pharma industry.
Whose website?
Right now,
what is this website that Google is supposed to be building that they're not building?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
What is it, yo? You don't know what's going on?
Nah,
yo,
website.
Trump is saying.
Google don't even know.
Trump is saying that the great guys at Google are building the website. They got 1,700 people working on it around the clock. And then, like, yesterday, everybody on CNN is like, yo, what website? Google has no idea what's going on. What the fuck is this website going to do? First of all, would Google launch a website or would they, like, really launch an app? Like, truthfully.
What the fuck is Trump talking about?
What, yo, it's too website takes this long for 1,700 people to produce? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Google, it's Google. Like, if they want to build a website, that shit's done for hours.
Yo.
Like, first off, you know, like, stop it.
1,700 people just stop doing what they doing for you, fam?
Yeah.
Like, 1,700 of the smartest people in the world just said, nah, fam.
Yeah, you gotta relax.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Don just called.
Don.
So do y'all think this is like, all right, so we look back in history on like bigger things that happened. 9/11 is probably the last, you know?
Yeah.
Mass scale, global kind of like, and even though it was only domestic, it still had like ripple effects. Yeah, globally for war and, you know.
This is my first global anything.
Yeah, so at this scale, this is the first time anyone, I think, in my lifetime has seen the hype at least, but like we still haven't seen what's going to happen
after this. The after effects, I think, is what most of us are concerned about. Like, for us who've experienced the recession, like, I think we're all like a little nervous, you know, to say the least, of like what the next 5 years will look like.
Damn.
Like, I didn't even get that nervous yet.
I mean, because I also think that you lived through the last one, right?
No, but maybe it's just stupid. Like, I'm really just worried about my health.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of where I'm worried about, like, are people going to be alive?
But also, rightfully so, like, I think you've been seasoned in the game. Like, you know how
to
pull yourself out of situations, recession or not. Like, we have the privilege of being recession-proof. Like,
right.
We figured it out to a point, right?
Right. We got back on our feet, all of us. Like, because it was, funny thing is, while we were going through it, it felt hard, but like, nowhere near as hard as it actually was.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah, when you think about it.
Yeah, it's really fucking damn near impossible to kind of get to today from that day.
But we also were making a different level of money at that point.
Yeah.
And had less responsibilities. You know, I think for those that are where we are today, they were like then,
right.
It was a different ball game. You know what I'm saying? Like when you talking about like kids, a home, a wife, like I ain't had none of that shit back in the last recession.
But still, it was still very a foundational period of our lives, though. Like, because if that foundation wasn't set during the recession, like there is no today. That's the point that I'm making.
That's fair, but I think it was a different mindset. You know, like we were building then. Like now we've built.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So like if we hit another one, I think we're a lot smarter to handle it.
Yeah.
But there's no telling how long it will last and the impact. You know, like, for the industries that we're in, you know what I'm saying? Like what that looks like.
That's the other interesting thing. You and I talk about this randomly, but like the industries that we're in, like really don't matter. Like,
no.
Like it really at this point, when you're looking at like global pandemics, it's like selling media.
Like it's yeah. Taking pictures. What? Like
yeah, like
and yo, for real, for me, it's like, we kinda good on hiring motherfuckers right,
right
now.
Yo, like seriously, it makes you really take a step back, like, yo, this shit don't be that serious that we be taking dead serious. Yeah. Like, have you seen like the people online like trying to, well, just cause I'm always looking at marketing stuff, there are people trying to figure out like how to best align your media with the epidemic or the pandemic, excuse me. And it's just nasty work. Like,
yeah. Yo, my homie, shout out to Janelle again. She's been getting pitched stupid shit. She's in the beauty industry, and people are like, can you write this story on the best sweatpants to wear while you work at home, you know, for this coronavirus? She's like, that's offensive. My nigga, like, people are out here worried, dying, and, you know, concerned right. for their health, and you want me to write a story about sweatpants, my nigga? Like,
nasty work.
Get the fuck out of here.
Right.
So, I'm sure there's creative ways to do something.
Yeah.
But it's nasty if you're just capitalizing on
your product
dying.
Right now, my G. Like, yeah. Are you bugging?
Right. I mean, shit, it'd be a great time for Bevel to come out with some toilet paper, right, Thomas?
Well,
now that you say that, like,
nah, but like, man, that's just nasty fucking work.
Yeah, that's disgusting. You know, like, really trying to take advantage of what some people are taking as serious.
Right.
Yeah.
So all you content people that are doing a top 10 ways to XYZ, kill yourself.
Yeah.
Wait, let me take a step back, because I did, like, this is something I did want to talk about. I do think this is a time that we should find our peace.
Yeah.
I do think this is a time where we can
talk
I think
about
this is a time, like, where we are, everything that we complain about as far as, like, interacting with people you don't want to interact with, or, you know, finding time for yourself, getting away from your commute. Like, all these different things are no longer, like, a thing. And what we can do is either, like, watch the media and keep ourselves, like, nervous and scared and, like, draw up all these, like, crazy emotions. Or we can just sit back and, like, do things calmly.
Yes.
And gain some peace.
Pick up a hobby. Start some yoga. Work out.
If you can't work right meditate. Now, I know it sucks, like, if you can't get no money right now, I know it sucks. It's a real thing, and the government's going to give you something. Like, that's just the reality of it. But, like, if you ain't got no opportunities, maybe find some, but find them in peace.
Yeah.
Like, don't lose your mind.
Yeah. You know, the other thing that's been on my mind about the nastiness that's going out here, like, the Whole Foods fiasco, where they're asking employees who can afford it or are sick to give their sick days up so that other people can work on their behalf. So, long story short, if I'm not sick.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, like nastiness, right? So, if I'm not sick and I have these days of work, but someone else who's either not sick or, you know, can't afford it, needs the work, give my sick days up so that other people can work. But you're talking about Whole Foods, who's owned by Amazon,
right.
Who's owned by billionaires and trillionaires. Also, like, I'm not really cool. I'm cool with the NBA players paying money to help these.
Yes, that was nice.
But are you cool with the 25% pay cut they're going to take?
No, right? But I'm also not cool with the owners not stepping up. Some owners are, right? But, like,
there's
why?
Two, right? There's two at this point. Dan Gilbert and Mark Cuban.
And that's it, right? Why are these owners letting the players
I don't ever like to do that, though. I don't ever like to make assumptions about how somebody is giving charity.
You're right.
Like, not everyone wants to, like, give charity out loud.
Very true.
You know what I'm saying? Very, like, true. I'm careful with that kind of shit. Because I don't think that people that have, like, I don't know. I'm weird. I grew up where if I had $2 and my friend needs a dollar, I give him a dollar. So, like, it's hard for me to even conceptualize, other than the New York Knicks, that someone is not trying to, like, make these.
And I'm mad at the NBA players, right? Like, do what you do. I'm all for that, you know? Shout out to Kevin Love and everybody else. It's like,
shout out to Zion. That's a big thing
for a rookie.
A big thing.
For a 19-year-old.
But then again, it's New Orleans. They probably get paid, like, $4 an hour in New Orleans. Yeah. They don't care about the
but
people.
Still, like, that's... That's just the show's integrity, and it shows, like, what that kid is
shows
about.
Character for
it does.
Right?
It does.
You're not over here touching Mike's paws, like, you know,
hey,
doing
yo.
Stupid shit. even though homeboy, I saw he just donated $500,000, which is wild, but France, though?
Yo, fam, you're here, bro.
Yo, I think it was France.
No, it's not. It can't be France. It's to the arena. So either way, it's still a nasty time. I think we're going to your point, see a lot of, like, true colors. Yo, work on yourself.
Yo, your mental health is super crucial right now. Like, for real, for real.
Yeah.
Like, and don't take mental health days at last lap and smoke a hookah. Like, it's just not, like, the smart thing to do. That shit is wild, bro.
Son, no.
Nah.
I'm an outside dude.
If you're in the strip club right now, like, it's not really a good idea, yo.
Nah. Yeah, silly.
Like, the outside people, like if you say, yo, I'll be outside, like, don't be outside. Like, I really mean that.
Damn, please, strippers too, yo.
Yo, people can't eat, like.
Nah, people really can't eat.
They shut down Broadway. All Broadway, they're independent contractors.
I have a friend that's on Off-Broadway. He literally had their opening last week, and they shut it down.
Yeah.
That is his sole source of income.
Yeah, so, like, how do you eat? And those are things that, like, I think about now at home. Like, how are people going to survive?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't get to a point where it starts getting crazy, where, you know, I don't even want to put this out here, but, like, crime and all that stuff. Like, it's going to get.
Yo, there's a picture of.
Yo, did you not live in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Did you not live there? Do you know how crazy people are?
Yeah.
Walmart is turned upside down. I'm sure somebody got shot at Walmart. I mean, I'm positive without even, like, knowing this. If I just Google it, someone's been hurt.
They were fighting in Costco this weekend.
It's the first week.
And during the fight, someone pulled the fire alarm.
Wait, Green Acres?
Nah. Here in Jersey.
Oh, because I seen pictures of Green Acres. That shit looked crazy. Like, think about this, right? Walmart is closed. Costco's closed. There are, just from my eyes, at least 5,000 people outside trying to get into these places. Okay, well, there's 5,000 of y'all niggas all standing next to each other.
Yeah.
Trying to save yourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got my boy sent me a picture of a gun shop in Florida. The line was around the corner.
People are preparing for something.
Get the blicky.
I mean, it's too late now. I can't.
It's not too late.
Finally, the gym is closed for the week.
Yeah.
I thought that was another nasty place. And it's like.
Yo, I tell my parents, don't go to the gym.
Well, you know, all right, I'll argue this because I think gym etiquette is a little different, right? You know that when you are, not every machine, but like treadmills, stair machines, like the etiquette is you wipe your shit down after, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe not the bench, maybe not, you know, all
the barbells. No, definitely the bench.
Wiping down the bench.
Definitely the bench.
I'm not saying y'all do, but like not everybody else.
No, I don't. I'm keeping it real with you. I don't, but like. If it look a little nasty, I'm definitely not getting it.
Yeah, you throwing up. Yeah, you throwing up two stacks.
I'm definitely wiping down the benches. Everything I used to touch at the gym, I used to wipe down.
Oh, I'm towel boy. I put the towel. I'm
a towel because I can't imagine my hair touching anything. Like, it's just disgusting.
Back of your neck touching anything, fam. Yeah. No.
But like that ain't the standard. Like don't get gassed. Like, you know, absolutely not. I'm saying I take minimal precaution, but like people are taking no precaution.
You know what's so funny? Every time I begin to work out again and I go to the gym, I always get sick. So, like, I'll go hard for, like, 3 weeks.
And then you're sick.
And I'll get sick.
Yeah.
And then I'll be off for a week. And then I feel like I almost got to start over. And then I'm good.
Yeah.
I always get sick when I start to, like, work out again.
Yeah.
Gym is nasty, yo.
It is nasty.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. I'm like, I'm in the basement with it now because I can't.
Yeah.
But that's crazy though, bro. Like for life to be headed in that direction. Cause like truthfully, my opinion on this thing is it's gonna get a lot worse before it gets a lot better.
Yeah.
So like some things are gonna just become standard.
Yeah.
You know, like is are we gonna decide that like, and I know this is an extreme, are we gonna decide that like gyms are not sanitary? Like what else are we gonna decide is not sanitary? I bet you no one will ever shake a hand again.
Yeah.
You know, that's gonna be not a social norm anymore. Like we can definitely predict that. Like that's done.
Damn, business is done by handshake.
Yeah.
Nah, my nigga, it's going to be a salute from now on.
You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be a stone cold salute.
Man, because you could tell a lot by a handshake.
Yeah, well, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah, I think it's just preparing us for something that's deeper. We might not see it in our lifetime, but like, I feel like it's just another notch to society. Shit. Getting on your Elon Musk.
But this has happened before, though. Like, that's the thing, right? Like, we've seen this in history. A lot.
You talking about the bubonic plague?
I'm talking about things like smallpox and like shit, measles and mumps. Yeah, these are things that we have seen.
It has.
You know what I mean? And they've come up with vaccines and things like that. But
I think we have seen it, but not at this scale and not with this type of communication and internet. You know,
right. Because I'm sure that when smallpox hit, niggas stopped passing the peace pipe. Like, right, I'm sure.
Right. Worse.
No more peyote out here.
Right, right.
Word. Yeah, yo, I do think it's going to get worse.
Yeah, it has to. Let's just, how does my man 5-year-old foreign say? Viral, pow. Mm. It's viral.
You can get flights to Puerto Rico for like $60 is wild.
But it's still a money grab because you can't go anywhere.
No. I think they're making people do this shit because they know it's about to get shut down. I feel like they just say, like, yo, let me get this little $50 real quick, put it in the bank, and you'll spend it later. Because realistically,
give you a voucher for a piece of a ticket later.
Right. Like, I think this is just them like buying like advances on your money, damn near. Because realistically, domestic travel is going to stop. Like, if that's the point that I was sort of making about military travel. If they decide the military can't fly, which
it's
is
a
wild.
Rap.
Right. It's really
then,
a rap.
Then, like, no, regular, you know, civilian travel is going to have to stop.
Yeah.
Man.
Damn, I might have to go buy me and the family gas mask.
I mean.
Yeah.
It might be. It might like, be a thing.
Jim Jones got some joints on Instagram. It's saucy gas mask.
Yo, like, it almost feels like.
I got friends that been doing that shit.
Doomsday prep. Like, you might have to legit keep a stock of shit. Because if this is how niggas is acting today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fam.
Yeah, they've had doomsday preppers. Right?
Yeah, I got friends that you know that they would never tell you that have been on this for years.
Yeah.
Like, they got masks on deck.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm a little concerned.
I mean, you should be concerned. You should be careful. But also, you shouldn't be overwhelmed with, you know, like,
yeah, I think that is,
without logic.
I think that's just as unhealthy to be overwhelmed without logic. I think that is.
And like, that's the part that I want to, like, at least leave this podcast with, is just, like, use your logic, fam.
Yeah, for sure.
Just use your logic and, like, don't drive yourself crazy in the house. Like, take a walk. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yo, no lie. What's today? Yeah, no lie. It was a Friday. A mother was in GameStop with her daughter buying games and said, I'm definitely being nosy as fuck. She said, oh, I'm just buying games to prepare my children to be in the house.
Yeah. Mm. It's real.
Like,
because she don't want to go crazy.
Yeah.
Yo, Ike sold 5 Cloroxes for $80, the little things on eBay.
Stop it.
Dead serious. My homeboy sold.
He always finds
them. Shout out to the delivery people out here. Like,
nah, they looking. Yo, I got delivery the other day. Dude was tight because I looked at him and like kind of measured him a little for a second. Like, can I take this food? This place is crazy, bro.
I ran out of shit. $10 tip off rip. You risking your life. But
did you order like takeout though?
Yeah.
Yo, I did too, and I felt really stupid.
And I stopped it.
Yo, Danny told me to go get this shit when I ordered takeout.
Yeah. But, like, what's the difference?
The fact that I'm...
It's one less hand.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. There's no real solution to any of this shit, because all of it's bad. Like, all of it's bad.
That's what I'm saying.
We shouldn't be picking up the food. We shouldn't be having it delivered.
What are they doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to wear gloves in Jersey, New York.
Yeah, but like,
come on, son. You also can't jaywalk. You also can't jaywalk, like,
right?
Yeah, because I've definitely seen like food preps like handle the food, then with the gloves on, and then check their phone, which is fucking disgusting. Oh, and then take money at the cash register
with the gloves on.
With the gloves on, yeah, I've definitely seen that shit happen. Oh yeah, and wash your phone cases too. Don't be disgusting.
Yeah, wipe it down. Wipe everything down.
Why you just look at my phone case like that, son?
Yo, we got the hand sandy on deck. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got the hand, you know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Yeah, yo, get the hand sandy on deck.
Yo, if you don't got 70%, yo, you looking
nasty. Whack. Yo, fuck out of here with that glitter and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, you're glittery. Yo. Yo, you're glittery, sandy.
Yo, Chelsea definitely got the cake batter.
Book out of here. Yo, that's crazy.
I'll slap that out somebody's hand, yo.
Hey, yo, Brian gave me the expired hand sanitizer.
Yo, fall back.
Shit is mad expired.
Yo, it is mad expired. Use that one.
Yo, alcohol all dead. She got no active ingredients. Yo, you can't get nothing right out here, yo. Even you try to be good.
It's crazy out here.
What told me to check the expiration date?
You woke now, though.
Yeah. Nah, but why you give him the good one and give me the fake one, bro?
You grabbed the bad one.
She got tea tree oil and all type of shit.
Moisturized.
And it's just 68%, yo. You looking foul, yo.
Brian and I are being dirty.
Son, you nasty nigga.
On that note, let's wrap
this
shit,
shout out to 11368, by the way. If you don't know what 11368 is, Google it.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Nah, seriously, y'all be safe out here. Get some Peloton stock.
Word.
Smart. This is smart.
Yeah. Mirror, Peloton. Mirror,
Tonal.
Shout out to Tonal. Joints.
I want a Tonal, too.
It looks so fly. I can't front, but I think it's just really good marketing.
Yo, I
tried. Have you seen
out.
One in real life?
Yeah.
You like
it's
it?
It's at the mall. Yeah, it's fire. I worked out for like 10 minutes on it.
Or
that shit is fire. It's all by like magnets. The weight is by magnets. And the fucking computer knows when you start to struggle. And it spots you.
Nah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Oh, nah. Tonal's on deck. We need Tonal's on deck. Tonal
spots you. So, when you start to struggle, right? On
nah,
that last rep.
Really
yo,
understand.
Fuck out of here. And you start
shout
to.
Out to creatine. Shout out to creatine.
Shout out to that powder.
Word.
This emotionless ass dude. But when you start to struggle.
Chill, son. Let me call
yo,
for this.
Don't do that. I got allergies.
Everybody got allergies now, yo.
I know my struggle. Stop it. When you start to struggle, it says, oh shit, Thomas is struggling.
What are you making me? You're talking. He's speaking. Why can't it be I'm struggling?
Yo, because you be struggling. You be trying to live too much. Typical.
Toxic.
And then it goes, all right, let's lighten the load.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's fire.
Shit don't even let me stress. I need that's what the muscles
build. Yeah, I mean, this is you see the market. I mean,
that's fly.
Yeah, it's fire.
Yeah.
Peloton's the Netflix of everything. They're starting to drive through the content. Like, but a lot of this is gonna start popping up now.
Yeah, yo, I was just talking about why aren't there a lot more like physical trainers out there doing streaming? Like paying people. And the people I was talking to about it was like, cause so confused. I'm like, yo, the porn industry been doing this shit for years.
Okay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, why aren't you out here?
Chill.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Erase that too.
Yeah, you got her giving, yeah.
I mean.
My first answer to that was going to be infrastructure, but that's stupid. You got a phone.
Yeah. Yo, because there is a fucking
chill.
All right. Chill, you'll have giving good ideas out for him. Let's just
games to be sold, not to be told.
Yeah, yeah, fault, you know what I'm saying? Fault.
I just got looked at crazy during a conversation yesterday. And I
was that your man's?
Yeah. Yo, nah, it was a whole group of people. And they looked at me like, first, one person got up from the table when I said foreign streaming services. And I'm like, my nigga, like, let's not act.
Come on, son. Yeah, sometimes you be alone, fam. Don't act like that.
Let's not.
Let's not act. Later.
Yeah, let's not act. Like,
come on, you're not even like handsome, bro.
Yo, porn. You saw Pornhub gave Italy the premium accounts for free. Yeah, because it is what.
Yo,
it is.
Yo, the US is trash.
Yeah, it is.
You hear me? Word.
Yeah.
How
word.
Do I change my
about
shit
to get that yet? VPN popping.
Oh, that VPN is lit. Yo. Shout out to OnlyFans, yo. That's crazy, yo.
Yo, I'm like, wait a minute. Now, yeah, but that's real. Like, that should be
should be a no-brainer.
Yeah. Yeah. This is, like, the perfect time for shit like this, yo. Like.
Let's call my man, bro. Hey, yo, Roy, if you hear this, man, let's work, B.
Yo, I'm telling you. But, yo, we about to wrap this shit. Listeners.
Yo, Reem, let's work, baby.
Right. Yeah. All right. Say less. Yo, listeners, be logical. Be smart.
11368.
What the fuck is that?
The Corona zip code of Corona Queens.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Nori got it on all his posts, and no one knows what it is. Yo.
I can't. I fucking can't. Yo, please subscribe, listen, review, leave stars. everything.
Yo, protect yourself at all costs, though. I do want to say that. Like,
yeah, for real. Yeah, seriously, protect yourself.
I know you don't wear condoms and all that, but like, you know, just stay inside.
Yeah. Yep. But we out.
We out.
Holla. We'll be right back.